Emergency World Service in London calling Antarctica. Welcome to the Antarctic Midwinter Broadcast, a special program of greetings for members of the British Antarctic Survey overwintering in the frozen south. I'm Kerris Matthews, and over the next half hour we have music and messages for all 35 of you who are stranded in the snow, keeping three British research stations running until sunshine and supplies return. And we've also got some very surprising guest celebrities up our radio sleeves. With me today is Rosie Grant, a meteorologist from the British Antarctic Survey. I think, Rosie, you overwintered at the Rosetta Station on the Antarctic Peninsula a few years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
It's cold, it's dark, but what's special about June the 21st?
Well, Midwinter Day is definitely one of the most memorable days of the winter. It's obviously the shortest day of the year, so you're very aware of being stuck in the very depths of winter, but it's also a turning point, so from that day onwards, the days are getting longer and you can start the countdown towards summer. It's quite a traditional day, similar to Christmas at home, and you get lots of good food and gifts, and it's just a day to get dressed up and have a bit of a day to celebrate.
Is it usually that crazy?
Yeah. One of the Midwinter traditions is that naked streak outside, running around your face.
You have to do that.
No, it's not compulsory.
Thank you very much, Rosie. Freezing. Anyway, let's get on to the very special part of the day, the messages. And the first batch are for the team of nine at King Edward Point in South Georgia, where it's been more like a grey January at the British seaside than a polar whiteout. In a few months, relief will come sailing by. And your music request is from Enya.
Like to record a midwinter message for Matthew in South Georgia, said the little red hen. Not I, said Katie. Not I, said Johnny. Not I, said Ben. Not I, said Dominic. Okay then, I will do it for myself, said the little red hen, and she did. The two will enjoy listening to the midwinter broadcast, said the little red hen. I will, said Katie. I will, said Johnny. I will, said Ben. I will, said Dominic. And so will I, said the little red hen. Have a great day, Matthew, and we all look forward to seeing you back in sunny Scotland in the summer. Love from the little red hen, also known as your mum.
This is a message for David Blaylock. All the family are missing you, Lord. We are all in good health and hope you are too. We've saved you a few things to fix when you get back. That's something for you to look forward to. Can't wait to see you on your return. We're all proud of you. Be careful out there. Love from your mum and dad and all the family.
Hey, Paddy.
Hey, Paddy.
Hey, Paddy. Greetings from Kimberra, Paddy. The whole town's talking about you. Even the little lads are coming up to me. Denise, Triona and Noel send their love and best wishes. Eleanor has become quite the lad, looking after his little brother, Tige. He talks about you endlessly. Rumours running around the town and the house with his lead in his mouth, looking for you. That's it from Kimberra.
Enjoy the party, Paddy.
Hi, message for Neil Phillips from girlfriend Lauren. Paddy, hope you're yourself and okay. Happy Midwinter Day and to all of you there. This message should have reached you in Halley, but however, that might be floating in the ocean by now. So hope you're all enjoying your time there and not working too hard. I'm sure you're enjoying the piece anyway. Have a fab day. Luna may have taken your spot in the bed, so you might be in the pen when you come home. Anyway, we miss you loads and loads as always. We are very proud of you. Love you lots and lots.
The message is for Kieran Love, and it's from his mum and the rest of the family. Hi, Keith. Hope you're doing okay and are keeping well and warm. All good here. We love seeing all your photos. The scenery looks fantastic. Just shows how dreams can come true. You're doing your dream job. Weather is good. Still running around like a puppy. Dad's legs on the mend now, too. The bird runs are going off. The garden's been sorted, and the wedding is getting closer. Karina's baby is cooking nicely. We'll all miss you, but time's flying, and before long you'll be back here with us. So we're sending you lots of love from us all, and have a great day.
Love you, bye.
Responsible doctor from South Georgia,
Pippa Gould,
our favourite child, sending out greetings and abundance of love. Middle of summer here, father's been wearing shorts with me. Today, midwinter's day, we all send our love to you across the ocean. The days have been darker than ours, but Granny would say light at the end of the tunnel. Summer is coming. Have a great time. Enjoy yourselves. Love you.
And Dad here, I'll see you in about 5 months. Love you.
Hello, Jerry. Happy midwinter. Here's three messages, one from Mom, one from Dexter, and one from Hazel.
Happy midwinter's day to everyone on South Georgia. Hope you have a great day. See you, Jerry, sometime next year, and lots of love till then. Here's Dexter with a question for you.
Hello, Uncle Penguin says every penguin eats fish.
Vicky Foster, happy midwinter from John.
Hi, Vicky, this is Dad. Hope you have a lovely midwinter. Yeah, look after yourself.
Happy midwinter. I'm sure it's a family celebration. Have fun. Big hugs from Mum, Gord and your bros.
Hi, Vicky, Val here. Have a happy midwinter day. Really looking forward to next...
Now, there's one message that needs no musical accompaniment, and it's for Rob Pratt.
When the glacier is screaming and the alpha truck is screaming and there's lots of work to do.
When your best friend's a penguin and the noise never ending.
And you can't get a decent brew.
The pine is a short and short and fun. The shoes and the emphatic are the ones I'm missing on. And your fingers are long and your nose.
Oh, that was lovely. Something from the family Von Pratt there. All our best wishes to you all at King Edward Point. Now, for anyone planning an Antarctic midwinter dip, top BBC management here in their offices at W1A have been giving it some thought.
Right, so have we all got this memo from BBC Swim?
Oh, yeah, about the snow.
The Antarctic
thing. The Bill Oddie thing.
No, that's spring watch. Winter watch. Winter watch. Snow watch.
Who is watching though? Nobody can see.
Well, basically, it's very cold there. It's probably incredibly boring. Yeah. I'm not quite sure why they're there. No. Oh,
do they know why?
But I know it's really hard.
They must be thinking, why am I there at this point?
If they are, I'm definitely thinking why they're there. Message to say that it's very important that they are there and that we're very pleased about
it. And also, I think the main message is we should try and keep warm.
So, just to clarify, are they actually swimming as well? Are they swimming in that thing?
Yeah, they totally are. Yeah, I mean, it is quite cold, but they do swim. That's why it's called BBC Swim.
But it's the National Swimming Society.
No, I think it's the British Antarctic something society. So, what are we saying?
What are we saying then?
Many thanks for the work you're doing, and good luck from the BBC.
Come home,
keep
warm.
Yeah.
So, that's all good.
Okay.
That was almost the entire cast of the mostly fictional W1A there. Or are they fictional? Anyway, you can see the full video version of that on the World Service website. Now, off the far western end of South Georgia is Britain's smallest research station, Bird Island. But it must be pretty crowded with a population of 65,000 fur seals and 50,000 pairs of macaroni penguins. I love that name. Oh, and a team of four people. Perhaps you can teach one dance to the penguins.
Baby, I like it so.
Grips on your legs, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away, even when I'm away.
This is a message for Peter Saunders on Bird Island from his friends and family. Hello, Pete. I think this might be the coolest part of your job so far, your own personal broadcast on the BBC. We'd love receiving your calls and emails and seeing just how much of an adventure you're having on the island. We miss you loads and we can't wait to have you back home, but we hope you know how proud we are of you. We'll have the kettle on and your motorbike demo feed ready for your return in November. Oh, and Mum says she hopes you're wearing a vest.
This is Bettega Newman on Bird Island from Amanda and her ancient dad, Albatross. The photograph he sent, a pale, soft-feathered chick, upright on her nestling mound. Sunlight, low angled, shines across an ivory bill and glowing warm white down. Feet hidden, insulated, snug in a tussock-lined cup. A wary dark eye looks back at you. Worlds together, worlds apart. Lots of love, Tegan. Take care.
Hi, Corey. It's Emma here. I bet you're thinking your mum and dad were going to come on and say something really embarrassing. No, it's just me. I just want to say we all really miss you. Well, we're so proud of you. We can't wait to hear all about it when you come back. I think we need to get a nice, relaxing holiday booked for both of us. We'll have so much catching up to do. You'll deserve it, too. Anyway, I hope you're well. Still having an amazing time. Everyone back home sends their love. Take care.
This is a message for John Dickens on Bird Island.
Hello, Bob. Today marks another waypoint on your odyssey. After stints on Marion and now Bird Island, you might consider giving the seals a break and look for your next opportunity closer to the equator. Enjoy every day. Love, Dad.
I'm Bob. I hope you have a fantastic day. We are very proud of you and the work you are doing. Enjoy this amazing experience. Your beautiful pictures help us to share it with you. Love and miss you, love. See you in 9 months. Love from Mom.
I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. High up, I was taking hold on me.
That was One Dance from Drake and for all of you on Bird Island. And now, another musical message. Who could it be?
Hello, British Antarctic Survey. This is Bill Bailey here in my West London hideaway. It's a clammy, wet night here in Hammersmith. The gibbons and baboons are playing in the trees. Hippos are swimming in the Thames. But that ain't climate change, right? That's just a muggy night in old London town. I wish I could be there with you, but I failed in my Antarctic studies at school. It was the penguins that let me down. I had everything else. Snowmobile maintenance, whale identification. But when it came to penguin taxonomy, I just said, well, you see one penguin, you see them all. Apparently that doesn't cut it in the world of Antarctic studies. So I envy you in your solitude, your tranquility, your splendid isolation. And I know it must get lonely down there sometimes, but you look out upon nature's wonder. And then there's those nights when Aurora Australis dances in your eyeballs. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. There's rock and roll at the South Pole in your cozy Antarctic hidey hole. Your house is on skis, how cool is that? You wanna move, you can move from where you're at. You can just take off in your polar hutch. Except the view probably won't change that much. It's rock and roll at the South Pole in your cozy Antarctic hidey hole. Keep rocking at the end of the world. Love you guys.
Who'd have thought it there? Bill Bailey saying happy midwinter. I hope you're well. It's Keris here, spending 21st of June with you instead of my mother, whose birthday it is on this day. But anyway, let's have another chat. Rosie Grant, you're a meteorologist. We know it's cold and dark and probably snowing in Antarctica. But apart from the snow reports, what are you studying down there now and why?
As Antarctic meteorologists, we are really interested in the atmosphere above Antarctica. Our main role is to continue collecting the long-term climate records that we've been collecting at Halley since 1956 and at Rothera since 1975. So every day we're collecting temperature data, wind data, atmospheric pressure, and then we study how these change over a long period of time. We also launch weather balloons to study how these variables change with height in the atmosphere, and we also make ozone observations so that we can monitor the amount of ozone present in the atmosphere, and this then helps us to monitor the state of the hole in the ozone layer above Antarctica.
I said earlier that people are overwintering at 3 research stations this year. Normally it's 4. So what's happened?
Yeah, unfortunately we've had to close our Halley station. Halley is built on a floating ice shelf with the Brunt. Over the last few years we've observed the growth of a crack in the ice shelf which had previously been dormant. So the glaciologists within Bath have been monitoring the ice shelf and using their computer models to predict what might happen. In October last year, a second crack appeared just 17 kilometres from the station. So for safety reasons, Bath has had to make a difficult decision to close the station over winter.
So what's going to be happening to the collecting of data then? You said that they've been collecting since 1956.
Yeah, well, very sadly, this does mean that we're going to have a gap in some of our data records. But we have been able to leave a weather station running automatically at Halley, so we are still receiving meteorological data. And then we hope to be able to resume the ozone measurements as soon as we get people back on the ground at Halley in October.
I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
To cheer us up. Let's hear another celebrity clip, shall we?
This is Michael Palin saying hello to all of you down there at the South Pole or working for the British Antarctic Survey. 15 months ago, I was down in the Antarctic Peninsula. I had absolute whale of a time. Well, penguin of a time, anyway. So I sort of know what you're going through. I know it's beautiful down there, but it's bloody, bloody cold. I hope you have a great winter. And remember, always look on the bright side of life. Do-do, 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 do-do.
Always look on the light side of life.
This is the Antarctic Midwinter Broadcast coming to you on shortwave from the BBC World Service in London. Here's Professor Jane Francis now, Director of the British Antarctic Survey, with a message to you all.
Hello to everybody in Antarctica, and greetings from Cambridge. I've actually just come back from China, where I've attended the Antarctic Treaty meeting. As you may know, Antarctica is a continent which is governed, really, by a treaty signed by all the nations that work in Antarctica. And once a year we have a meeting in which over 50 of those countries get together and we discuss lots of topics that ensure that Antarctica remains a continent for science and peace. So all of you down in Antarctica now, in the cold and in the dark, be thankful for these people who've been shut up in these meeting rooms in China for 2 weeks of the year, who have worked together by consensus to agree to protect Antarctica for science. So I hope you all have a fantastic time celebrating Midwinter's Day. We'll be here, of course, in Cambridge, having our barbecue as normal, giving out long service awards and some of the other awards. And we'll be thinking of you. So have a great celebration and have a great meal, as I know you will do.
That was Jane Francis, and she's not alone in wishing you well, and I'm excited for this one.
This is David Attenborough, and I'm very proud that, in fact, the new research ship that's going to be coming your way should carry my name. What an honour. Just in case you're wondering where the sun has gone to, we've got it up here. It's a glorious midsummer day. The lawn is looking lovely, the birds are singing, and it's splendid. But quite soon, the sun's going to be coming back to you. So it's time for me to wish you a very happy Midwinter's Day to you all.
Now let's go to the largest UK research station in Antarctica. It's Rothera, home this winter to 22 scientists and support staff, including 3 refugees from Halley. Wish you were here.
This message goes out to our amazing dad, Chef Hancock. We hope you're having an amazing time down there. We're missing you loads, and Dominic keeps kissing the phone every time he sees your pictures from your blog.
Grandma and the rest of the family are thinking of you, and they're all thinking of you in the cold weather.
See you when you get back.
Love, Jess
and Jen.
Woo! You're amazing.
Message from Stephen Windrose, from Dad, Mum, Andrew and Stella. Happy Midwinter's Day. We are really pleased you're enjoying yourself and having such an amazing experience. Lots of love, Mum.
This greeting is for Alan Messenger. Hi, Alan. I hope you enjoy the midwinter festivities. Love, Mum.
Hi, Alan. We all miss you loads, especially the boys. Love you lot.
That was too much.
Hello, Uncle Alan. I really miss you and I can't wait until you come back.
Hello, Uncle Alan. I can't wait to see you.
Shumai, Alan. Have a great midwinter holiday. Don't drink too much. Have fun.
This is a message for Joe Burton. We are all here watching your version of Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. Have you shown your guys at Rothera your special moves yet, Joe?
Happy Midwinter Day!
Message for William Vanderwell. Happy Midwinter celebrations, Will. Love you from Mum.
Happy Midwinter celebrations from me, Dan, Isabel, Isaac and Hannah.
Happy Midwinter celebration from me, Brian, Ange, George and Millie.
Happy Midwinter celebrations from me, Marty, Sarah, Dad and Genevieve.
Love you, Will.
This is a message for Paul Samways. Mum and Dad have almost forgotten who you are as you're away so much, so it's finally my turn to record this for you. We hope you're enjoying your day and having a fab time. Everyone back home as well and sends their love. It won't be too long now before you're home, and I've got jobs planned, so bring your tools. I've got a very long list of things for you to do. Take care, and we'll see you soon. Lots of love from Kate, Mum and Dad.
This is for Jane Douglas in Rothera.
Happy Midwinter's Day. We hope the presents are okay. We hope you're having a snowball, but most of all, Mum hopes that someone tall. We're all wearing your Rothera T-shirts with pride. So glad they don't run or shrink when washed in tie. We're also proud of our wee lass, our Dr. Jen. The stories of your adventures go around here like news at 10. It won't be long till Mum, Dad, you and Sandy and Chris will give you an enormous hug and a great big kiss. Love, Mum.
And Dad.
Message for Zachary Priestley. To our peachy lambkin Zaggy Poppins. So, what is possibly the hottest place on the planet, but possibly the coldest, we're all wishing you a really happy Midwinter's Day. Of course, it's summer here for us in both England and Abu Dhabi, but it's winter in our hearts, my darling, because we miss you so much. Mind you, Les says that we'll always have fat rascals and fine beer waiting for you when you're done playing snowman. And then tells you, dearest brother Zachary John, much love to you and thinking of you always. He also added that Martin misses David and he wishes he could go skiing. Darling, you have the biggest heart and the bravest spirit of all we know. Knowing you makes the best of us better. With all our love, my darling. Stay safe. Mum.
This is a message for Blair Fife from Mum and Dad. Hi, Blair. You'll be relieved to know that I am not going to sing a song, but I just want to wish you a very happy midwinter party.
Hi, Blair. Lots of folk here asking for you. Unfortunately, they also want to know about the polar bears. Have a good winter. Cheers, Dad.
This is lots of love being sent to Ben Keach at Rothera from his mother. Make new friends, but keep the old. One is like silver, the other gold. Enjoy.
Teresa Murphy in Rothera. Happy Midwinter Day from Canada. This is Mom.
And Pam, we miss your ears and eyes out hunting. Also, our safe and fair and season night.
We are camping at Alkali, but still snow in the mountains. Hello from Baba Guido, Michael, Sarah, Tori, Liam, Ailey, and Alexander James. Love you. Miss you. Stay safe. God bless everyone.
Hi, this is a message for Neil Brown, who's from Derrynulland, Australia. Just wishing you a very happy midwinter celebration.
Hi, Neil. It's Dad here. Enjoy your celebrations over the winter solstice and look after yourself.
Hi, Neil. It's Kath and Josh and Steve here. Just hope you're doing well, and Josh can't wait to meet you. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Keep
making
amazing
tea.
Hi.
Message for Bradley Morrell at Rothera from Mum and Dad. Hi, Brad. We hope you're enjoying your second midwinter in Antarctica as much as last year. I'm sure you'll be having a special meal today, doing lots of celebratory things, and having a rowdy party tonight, no doubt. Try not to drink too much. You'll be working tomorrow. All the pub going send their best wishes. It's not too long now before the sun will rise again and you can get outside more. Both love you and miss you lots and lots.
Hi, this is a message from Mally Sims. This is Fiona and Nick and Eddie. We want to wish you happy midwinter.
Hi, Auntie Mary.
Hi, Christmas.
Hi, Mary. Happy midwinter. We all miss you over here in Scotland.
Happy midwinter, Steve. It's really meet you, love me.
Miss me.
Happy midwinter, Mary. Love you,
Missus. Hi, Harriet Rothera. Mum and Dad here. All the family are wishing you well. Everybody's enjoying your blog and the photos, so keep it up. Have a great midwinter celebration. Any excuse for a party. All the very best. See you next year. Bye.
This message is for Matthew Bell. Hey, Matty. It's your mama. Just calling to say hi. Happy Midwinter's Day to you and the crew. It was great to see you back in February, and we all send lots and lots of love. We miss you and can't wait to see you next trip. Have another amazing year in the Antarctica, but today just have an absolutely great day. Get very drunk and eat too much food and just have fun. Love you always, even with the whiskers, if I have to. Be safe, love life, lots of love and hugs from Mum.
This is a message for Matthew Washington. Hi from Rick and Emma. Just wanted to say your car is fine and still safe in the garage. Hope you're having a great time. Clive wanted to be here, but he's stuck in the garden, but he says hi.
Hi, Matthew. I hope you're having a great day today and you're not tripping over your beard yet, because I can see by the pictures it's getting really long. We all miss you loads. I can't wait for you to come back and see my new house. Rick is driving, so you might not get your car back. Miss you loads. Lots and lots of love, Matthew.
This is a message for Daniel Doran.
Uncle Daniel, we sent you the special message just to say
we miss you in our normal day today.
The months have flown and you're still away.
But you're in our thoughts and hearts every day.
So stay safe and keep warm, and most importantly, keep smiling.
You truly are so inspiring.
We love you, love.
This message is from Michael Bell, from your dad. Your mum and me together with Alexander, Peter and Robin send you lots of love from Tunbridge, County Antrim. We know that you are on a trip of a lifetime, and there's never a day passes that we don't think about you. Good wishes too from all your friends and pals at home. Be sure and stay safe.
This message is for Ben Robinson from Dad and Sean. Hi, Ben. Hope you're having a fantastic midwinter party. We're all missing you at home here. And hopefully next year you can help out at Rail Ale again.
Hi, Ben. Sean here. I'm keeping a keen eye on your finances. Everything's looking good. Oh, the mustache. I'm off to buy some shoes. Take care.
This message is for Thomas Sylvester from his mum and dad.
Hi, Thomas. Have a really good midwinter's time. We're looking forward to hearing some pictures from you. We're really proud of you. And we're just off to Sorrento right now, where it's nice, pleasant green land, and there's no ice, only in the drinks.
Hi, Thomas, it's Mum. We love you. We're missing you. We're just really proud of both of you and all of you out there doing a great job. God bless you. Bye.
It's for Julie Bourne at Rotherham from Mum and Dad. Hi, Julie. Hope you're enjoying your day. Have a lovely time.
Hi, Joel. Hope things are okay. Hope the weather's fine there. Coldest day. It's lovely and sunny here. Longest day. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Hi, Joel. Have a good day. Bye. That was Wish You Were Here by Incubus, and not Pink Floyd. But will you wish you were somewhere else after another traditional midwinter event? The screening
of John Carpenter's famous Antarctic horror film.
Hi there, this is John Carpenter, coming to you across the windswept darkness, through the Antarctic night, to visit you midsummer. It's beautiful here in Los Angeles. The sun is shining, but it's not shining where you are. It's dark and evil. Enjoy your midsummer celebration. I hope you enjoy my movie, The Thing. And remember, if you look around at your friends, you don't know who's human and who's not.
How do you know if the person next to you is human? It always reminds me of my dad, actually. It was his favourite film, and he was a surgeon, and so he'd leave, like, skeletons around the house and things like that. And he thought it was very funny. We were children at the time. Very scary stuff there from John Carpenter, but fortunately, the real Antarctic research stations are much more friendly. Rosie, you've brought along your fiancé, Tim Jackson. Tell us how you met.
Well, we actually ended up on the same wintering team back in 2012. It was a bit of a slow burner. We didn't get together until some months later. We got engaged a year and a half ago at Rotherham, one foggy Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, who's very sticking amazing. Their heels in
there? But yeah, here we are, 5 years down the line, engaged, and hopefully living happily ever after.
So it's a marathon, not a sprint. I'm sure there's a lot of love in the air in these places, or is there?
I think any females that go down there tend to be pretty lucky and get the pick of the bunch.
That sounds intriguing. Of course, at this time of year there, you can always use that line, but it's cold outside. Tim, Rosie was a meteorologist. What were you doing in Rotherham in 2012?
Well, I was one of the tradesmen. I was the wintering electrical technician down there. So, yeah, I was looking after all the anything to do with the electrics, from lighting to power to sewage treatment plants and all the rest of it.
How much of a challenge is it?
It is a challenge. There's quite a lot of bits of kit down there you have to look after, and, you know, you've got to keep it all going. Walking between buildings can be tricky in midwinter when it's blowing a gale.
With your toolbox.
It's 5 foot. No, yeah. And you've got your toolbox in the back of the skidoo, but it's all good fun. It's why you go down.
The planning for the wedding, are you a wedding bridezilla or not?
Planning a wedding when you spend 6 months in Antarctica every year is it's not easy, so we'll get around to it one day, and I can't wait to get married.
And I hope the planning goes well,
Thank
and
you.
When it does come around, have a beautiful day. And I want to also send my very best wishes to everyone in and around Antarctica this midwinter day, and hope there's lots of love in the air for all of you. So it's my turn now to pick some seasonal music. How about this one? It's Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and their version of Go Tell It on the Mountain. But to make it even better, you get yourself a wooden spoon. Do you have wooden spoons in these stations?
Absolutely.
Plenty of wooden spoons. You know, go, bang, tell it on the mountain, and so forth. Anyway, that's it. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for all the work you're all doing. We totally and utterly appreciate every second you're spending doing this work.
Go tell it on the mountain.
The Antarctic Midwinter Broadcast was produced by Martin Redfern and is a Boffin Media production for BBC World Service.